Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Weatherly moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Miles reaches third base with a triple. There goes Knickerbocker trying to get to home. Weatherly throws the ball into Mack, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Knickerbocker, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Miles scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis pinch hits for Bill Knickerbocker. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Miles moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Miles scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Tom Farrick now pitching. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Siebert moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Crash Davis now playing second base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards second. Max scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gafke moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gafke scores. Hockett moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Hockett scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler is hit by the pitch. Mike Krivic pinch runs for Dick Fowler. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. the Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Swift and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Suter strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heath strikes out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.